Queen. This is Meg Bertle Brown and your host of the All Things Pageantry podcast. I have been in pageantry since I was 14 years old. I am a previous national title holder, the current Mrs. Texas Petite, owner of and pageant coach with the Crown Academy, and now a pageant podcaster. In this podcast, I will provide you with tips on how to step up your A game as a pageant contestant, share amazing pageant stories from my sister queens, and keep you updated on all the latest pageant buzz. So come on and let's dive into all things pageantry. This is Meg Bertle Brown, your host of All Things Pageantry Podcast, and today we have Francesca McDowell, Miss Full Figured USA Texas Plus 2023 Queen. Hi, Francesca. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you.
Good. Well, thank you so much for joining. When did I see you last? A couple months ago? Early in the year?
Yes, ma'am. We were judging a Mardi Gras pageant together.
Yes. And then in 23, in November, I believe, you were competing for your title. Was it November?
It was October.
Right,
yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's when I met you first. You were actually my pageant judge.
Yes, I was your judge for your pageant. And oh my gosh. I mean, that was an amazing pageant. Like I told you, like you, I mean, of course, just blew me away. And even some of the fellow pageant judges, you did such a great, great job. So tell me, how did you get started in pageantry?
Well, so it's kind of weird. I did high school. I did a homecoming queen. I made homecoming queen in high school. That was like the first and last real pageant. But a friend of mine from college who I hadn't talked to in years actually invited me to see her in a plus size pageant. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I would love to go. And she was like, hey, you know, it was in Louisiana at the time. And that's where I live. And it was like about in 2 hours away from me. I said, yeah, I'll come see you, you know. And I absolutely fell in love with the entire thing, the entire experience. And it was really great to see a full-figured pageant being a full-figured woman. And I, you know, every time you see, you know, these other pageants, everyone is so tiny, you know. So you never really get a chance to see yourself in a different light. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to do this. I got to participate. Mm-hmm. And what's crazy is this happened in 2018, 19. I have really been trying 3 years to get into this pageant.
Oh, wow.
It's just been a really wacky experience, just life and just hurricanes and it was just so much. So really out the blue, Miss Tierra Williams, she's our director. She knew I had been trying to get into the pageant. So she just told me, she was like, hey, I'm not doing it in Louisiana this year, but we're doing it in Texas. Would you be interested? And I'm like, yes, ma'am, I would definitely be interested. So I was the only actual Louisiana resident delegate competing in the Texas pageant. And here I am today.
You are.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
You know, like I said, you did such a great job. All your outfits were on point. Your walk was amazing. You just radiated and glowed. And of course, you have what, you know, you very well deserve because you did such a great job at that pageant.
Thank you.
So tell me about, so you're going to go, you're prepping for nationals, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me when and where and what kinds of categories will you be competing in?
Yes, ma'am. So our national pageant will be hosted in Atlanta, Georgia, November the 7th through the 9th. It will be the 7th, 8th, and 9th in Atlanta, Georgia. They're going to have Miss Congeniality, but Miss Fashionista, Miss Cover Girl, Photogenic. They're going to have a denim experience, which I don't really wear denim. So this is going to be something. And you have to be very, very creative. So sometimes I can be creative, but I'm like, oh, it's just wrecking my brain. And they have all swimsuit, swimwear, all of that. They have every category that we competed in state. They just added a couple of more, like talent. And the Cover Girl is different from Photogenic. One is a full body. One is chest up. Mm-hmm. And it's so much to really get a chance to show the judges who you are. And I've learned that, and I really appreciate how we have practice and all of that, because I'm gonna be honest, I'm a country girl. So I can tend to go back to my country roots and kind of walk. But, you know, we thank God for practice.
I love being in sandals or even just no shoes at all. And so when it comes to prep for state, national, or whatever level, it really is got to work on those heels and those turns. And
And the craziest thing is I actually broke my ankle right before we competed in our state battle. So I had on an ankle brace and I was freshly out the boot. I mean, I was even so close to ask. Well, I asked, I was like, can I wear my boot? And they're like, no, ma'am. So I was literally right out the boot and I had to get back in it right after the pageant.
I remember you telling me that. And I didn't know, like when I was judging the pageant, I had no clue that you had any difficulty, any pain, any weakness to the ankle. Wouldn't even.
Yes, ma'am.
No, it was nothing really stuck in my head.
It had to be the adrenaline, because it was so much. Sure. You gotta go. You gotta move. You gotta change this outfit. You have to put this on, put this shoe on, and trying to focus on, okay, what category are we in? Make sure I put on the right outfit.
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah. It caught up to me at the end, but
I'm sure. Well, how's the ankle now? Is it better?
It's a whole lot better. I still do a little bit of therapy here and there. I actually wore my ankle brace yesterday because I needed it. But I have like a little, it's a smaller brace. It's not the whole boot. So that's pretty good. I'm going to be ready for nationals though.
Of course.
Yes,
so what kind of preparations are you doing for nationals? Are you all the other queens kind of getting together to do a little workshop, or are you doing more kind of coaching on your own?
Well, we have our director. She actually coaches us throughout the month. We actually will be in Houston next weekend. We have a photo shoot for the queens as well as a practice, like making sure that we have our walk together, because you know it's been a couple of months since I was in a pageant, so we got to make sure we kind of shake the little dust off. We're going to be practicing that, most likely our speeches, so getting everything ready for, you know, November. We're really going to be just doing different meetings here and there, so it's really been a great experience, and knowing that we do virtual practices sometimes, so just to kind of keep us ready and, you know, abreast of what's going on and being prepared for the next few months.
Yeah, of course.
Yes,
well, I know, so the pageant that you were in that I judged, there were 2 days. It was Friday evening, and the Saturday evening for the actual pageant part. So I found that Friday evening was interesting, but you were able, each contestant was able to talk about their platform. Was that correct? And was it a talent? I don't remember. Was there a talent as well, or?
Yes, ma'am. So that was our preliminary day. We were able to have interviews. We did talent that evening. We did our platforms that evening. Just kind of getting used to what we're going to be doing right there on pageant day. So we did all of those things. I think we just had talent, and I think they judged photogenic, or that might have been Saturday, but they did like interviews and really just our interviews, pageant questions. We did that night. And so nationals, that's why it's so long, because they're going to be doing our interviews and photogenic and not fashionistas, photogenic and cover girl on that first day. Then the next day we're doing our Q&A and I want to say talent and denim wear. And then the next day is the actual pageant. And then just imagine with 30 plus women, we had to spread it out over 3 days.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. I'm so excited for you. So tell me about your platform.
Yes, ma'am. So the title of my platform is Changing the Narrative, The Fight Against Low Self-Esteem. It's really been geared towards young ladies, and I found recently that women have really enjoyed hearing about it and doing different things to change it. When I was a young girl, I did suffer from low self-esteem, and if I'm honest, prior, like literally right before or right at the beginning of me entering into this pageant, I still suffered with low self-esteem. And I want to say that this pageant really has made me love myself more and teaching people about self-love, because really low self-esteem is a mindset. You know, it's really up to you to love yourself, and you know, you can't rely on others to love you and to know that you're beautiful no matter what you look like, no matter where you come from. You're different, you're beautiful, you're amazing. And that's the thing, sometimes when we hear society saying, well, you're too big to be in this, or you're too small to do this, or you're too dark, or you're not the right color, you're not the right this or right that. You know, society really does take a toll on people in any light. You know, there could be low self-esteem in any area of your life. It doesn't have to be about weight. It could be about finances, or it could be about where you come from. You know, people all the time, they'll be like, well, you're not going to be anything because your father wasn't this or your mother wasn't that. But low self-esteem is really a mindset that you can change because you are great. You are amazing. You can do this. And I just want to make sure that when people see me, they know that, yes, I may have gone through that, but I am not looking like what I went through. Yes, ma'am.
Exactly. You mentioned earlier how, you know, pageants kind of were these tall, thin, beautiful women. And that's kind of what I grew up on, you know, Miss USA, Miss America. And of course, they were wonderful, you know, people as well, and wonderful, successful women as well. But I think it really now in today's time, it really is important to have representation of every person, every individual there, saying to a little girl, little boy, or whoever, and saying, you know what? They've done it. I can't do it. Maybe not, and it may not be pageantry. It may be another aspect in their life, but
Yes,
really
ma'am.
showing up and being the best version of yourself. People take notice, and people watch, and people say, okay, I think I can do it. So yeah, I'm all for your platform. That's amazing.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate that.
So have you held workshops, or do you work with like school, like elementary school kids or middle school kids?
So I've really been working with little kids, middle school. I've kind of been going different places. I do work at a post-secondary school, so we were able to actually just do a food drive. So not just, you know, not just staying in the mindset of low self-esteem, but being able to really help my community. So we've been doing different community events. We've been doing all kinds of different things just to be able to kind of reach out, and then I get a chance to tell about my platform. Like, you know, they're like, oh, okay, they see the crown and sash, and they're like, oh, really? What do you do? And you know, so then I'm like, oh, I'm Miss Full Figure USA, and you know, plus, and then I'm like, okay, I can tell you this, and you just kind of throw it in there. Yes, ma'am. So I think this kind of draws attention, but then once you
Oh,
get the
yeah.
attention, you're able to really tell about your platform.
And you
Yes,
know, going back
ma'am.
to your platform of low self-esteem, you know, my mom always said if I ever felt bad about myself or just felt down in the dumps and just didn't want to do anything, she's like, the best way for you to get out of that mindset, to get out of those feelings, is to do something for someone else. Go, you know, go volunteer, you know, go reconnect with someone, you know, just get out of your head, because sometimes those negative thoughts bring you so down and so low that you feel like there's no way that you can get out. But putting yourself aside and be like, you know what, I'm gonna go volunteer, I'm gonna go help someone today, really
Yes,
will, I
ma'am.
think, naturally kind of lift you up without you
It really
really, you know,
does.
trying to do that for yourself, but doing
Yes,
some, you know,
ma'am.
something for someone else.
Yes, ma'am. And that is so true, because I've been able to volunteer a couple of places, and I'm like, when they see you, they're like, oh, you know, you're so pretty. Like, oh my gosh. And it kind of being in a place in a certain area, you're like, oh my gosh. Well, you know, like you said, you feel bad, but then when you leave, you feel so much better because you were able to help someone else. It's like with the food drive we had. It was really great to see the school that I work for, our community, even though we kind of made it a competition, but they were so excited to help people that we raised over 1,000, almost 1,000 pounds of food, and throughout the entire school. So that was great. And I got to speak with the food bank, and he was like, oh my gosh, thank y'all so much. And just being able to feed so many families, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's community service and volunteer work, it does something different for you. It's not like, oh, I can go shopping and buy me a shirt and it's really cute. But when you do that volunteer work, when you're really out in the community and they're really appreciative, it makes you feel like, okay, I'm doing something right. I'm doing something. Yes, ma'am.
You know, it's like I'm talk about pageantry maybe 20, 30 years ago. Now I'm so thankful that pageantry has expanded into community service, and that is one of the pillars in most systems, is that they want you to not just wear the crown and wear the sash and, you know, look pretty. Of course, that's great. Mm-hmm. But they want you to do the work. They want you to, walk the walk and talk the talk. So,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, after winning, I was like, okay, wow, it really is. It's not about the crown. Like, you know, it's fun to wear and it's really pretty to have your crown and sash on. But once we really got entwined and, okay, we won and yay, we had a good time at the pageant. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to get to work. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it really is more than just the crown and sash. We're really in the community doing different things. And that, it made me feel more of a purpose. You know, my platform is nice and being able to talk about it is really good. But when you really get a chance to change lives, that's the amazing part.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lady, and I'm so sorry. I have to tell this. It's a lady that I've known for years, 4 years. And I thought she was so pretty. She used to do my hair. And she saw me and she said, I see your pictures all the time on Facebook. And she said, she just literally broke down and cried. And she told me, she said, you just don't know how your platform has really helped me and how I have suffered with low self-esteem, but have not talked about it. I don't tell anybody about it. And I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that me, because sometimes you little old me, you know, I couldn't believe I was able to really make a difference to teach someone else to love yourself. And I really thank God, because it's really bigger than me. It's really bigger than the crown and the sash. I'm just thankful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's such a blessing for you and for her, because I mean, here you are doing what you do, being fabulous Francesca, right? Just being you. And someone else takes, you know, takes note and says, wow, that what a inspiration, what a role model. And I mean, that's why I always say people are definitely watching, even though you don't think that they are.
Yes,
people are watching. And sometimes, yes, it can be for the negative. And we try not to think about that. But a lot more times, I believe that it's for the positive. People are wanting to be inspired. People are wanting to be moved. People are wanting to have that motivation. And sometimes it is little old Francesca, little old Meg, you know, doing that. And as, you know, just we keep living life, and people take, you know, kind of use us as an example to better themselves or improve whatever it is that's bringing them down. Yeah. Well, that's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. And you're so amazing, Miss Meg. I just absolutely love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. So with getting ready for nationals, tell me about that bond between you and the two other queens that won that day. And remind me of their titles and their names, because right now I'm kind of blanking on the other two ladies.
Yes, ma'am. So we have the Miss Full Figured USA Queen, Texas. I'm so sorry. Let me repeat that. Miss Full Figured USA Texas Queen, Miss Shakia Murray. And we have myself, Miss Full Figure USA Texas Plus, Francesca McDowell, and Miss Portia Pruitt. She is the Miss Exquisite Full Figured USA Texas Queen. And oh my goodness, the first thing that we got to do together was, of course, the pageant in our different meetings. And you know, when you get competition, you're kind of keeping an eye out, like, okay, who, you know, do I have to kind of worry about them and all of that? Yeah. And me and Miss Shakia, we laugh about that all the time, because I told her, I was like, whew, when I first met her, I said, I'm so glad I didn't have to compete against you. And she just laughs and we laugh about it. But being able to meet Miss Portia, she is such a sweet and kind soul. Oh my goodness. Her platform was about saving the children. She is a part of a program in Texas, Houston, Texas, and she helps with the children that are missing. It's really the children that are missing. It's in Houston, and it's like an organization that helps try to find those children that are missing. And she speaks and like literally lives her platform. Miss Shakia Murray, her platform is on colorism. And I learned so much from her, because my mother, it was really amazing to see this moment. So at the pageant, my mom stopped and talked to Shakia, and she was saying how, you know, her platform on colorism really touched her, because, you know, when she was younger, she was a cheerleader and she was a little darker, but, you know, still that colorism thing, you know, you get different treatment sometimes depending on where you work and where you, you know, work and doing other different things. You know, people like, okay, well, you're darker, so I'm not going to really pick you over someone that's lighter. So you really don't know your platform and how you express it and what lives you can touch. But these ladies are so amazing. I can't wait to see them next week. We're always talking to each other. We have a group chat and we're always laughing about something, talking about something, planning a trip. I think we've been planning a trip since we won and we hadn't gone.
Oh, wow.
I think we're going to wait till after Nationals.
Yeah. Well, you just relax, kick your feet back, and enjoy.
Right. Yes, oh, ma'am.
I just can't imagine how wonderful that. Oh, I can actually. How wonderful that sister bond is. Because, I mean, pageants really bring women together, despite, again, what all everyone else thinks, the outside world thinks and says, it really is a bonding sisterhood that will never be tarnished, will never probably end. So
yes, ma'am. And even other delegates, there are other delegates that I still keep in communication with. Now, you know, they may not have won. And, you know, sometimes at first it might have been a little, you know, tension, but we still communication. I was invited to come to Dallas from one of the delegates, and unfortunately, because I live in Alexandria, I'm like, I won't be able to make it, but maybe next time. So yeah. You know, it's really nice that we do still kind of get together and like, hey, let's do something here. Let's do like this weekend. We're gonna get together and probably do lunch or something like that. But it's really great to be able to, you know, meet up with the newfound sisters that you met during pageant season. And then these new sisters that I'll be meeting, you know, in the next couple of months. I mean, it's just really a great opportunity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know when I was Mrs. Texas Petite 2023, I passed my crown down, I think in November of this past year. Okay. And just to reconnect with some of the contestants there and get to meet them. I mean, we still message each other on Facebook or Instagram. I mean, we're still connected, even though, you know, we were competing against each other or whatnot, but it's still just a great opportunity to meet someone great and network and just continue that friendship.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So what would you tell someone who comes up to you and says, you know, I really want to, you know, compete in a pageant. I want to be a participant, but I'm not sure because of how I look or I'm not sure because I'm timid or, you know, I don't know how to speak in front of people. What advice would you give to them to kind of boost their spirits?
So I would tell them that this is a great opportunity to learn how to speak in front of people, to be able to grow and get a sisterhood and be able to just kind of meet new people, grow and establish just different things in yourself. I will say I'm a social butterfly, but I do still get nervous when I speak in front of people. But the thing is, when we have these workshops, we do a lot of team building exercises and you really get a chance to grow and learn from each other. And you're going to be great. Just give yourself some grace. I love that. Miss Shia told me that my Texas queen, she always tell me, she's a friend, give yourself some grace. And I use that all the time. I'm like, look, give yourself grace. Give yourself room to grow. You know, there are so many opportunities, so many different things that are out there for you. Just don't be afraid. And if you are afraid, it's okay. Just take that leap. Either you're going to fall and pick yourself back up or you're going to fly. But you always, I love the saying when they say you miss all the shots that you don't take. Just go for it. Just go for it. You never know how amazing you'll be at it.
Yeah. Wow. I love that. Give yourself some grace.
Yes,
that's powerful. I mean, that's really. Yeah.
I hold it near dear. Give yourself.
Yeah. Grace. I think I will too.
Yes, ma'am. So I love it because a lot of times I'm not a perfectionist, but I am. And I think that's like with my outfits. You know, you were saying I loved all your outfits. I went through so many outfits before I picked those final ones. And I just, you know, being full figured, you have to be careful with certain areas because if you wear some outfits, certain things show.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just had to give myself grace. Okay. We got to work with what we can work with. I know we got to work with. Let's just find the right thing. Yeah. And I literally had to do that. Give myself some grace.
Yeah.
And just trust God.
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, awesome. So where can people follow you and find you on social media? Or do you have a website that people can kind of keep up to date on your pageant journey?
Yes, ma'am. So I am on Facebook as Francesca McDowell. That's FRANCESCA. McDowell is capital M, lowercase c, capital DOWELL. I am also on Instagram as Francesca McDowell, I believe, or it's Queen Franny 23 or something like that. But if you find, if you search my name, you'll be able to find my Instagram. But I'm really just on Facebook and Instagram. I'm getting into YouTube, kind of, to try to track my storyline of what's going on. Mm-hmm. But if you really want to just kind of, I'm more so on Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome.
And TikTok. Awesome. And TikTok now. I'm on TikTok.
And TikTok.
Yes, ma'am.
For now.
I love that. For now. Right.
I love my TikTok. I mean, I will. It's kind of my time at the end of the day where I just kind of unwind and,
yes,
and
ma'am.
Laugh.
Oh, yes,
yes,
ma'am.
Love it.
I'm gonna
well, Francesca, thank you so much for this great interview. It was so good to reconnect with you, and I'm definitely gonna keep track of your pageant journey up through nationals because I know you will kill it. You will do such a great job representing Texas and Louisiana. Because I mean, hello, yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. Well, you have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.